Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight!
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy.
Let's kick off the show with a little Christmas music. To all my listeners, thank you for a great year, and I thank you guys. Merry Christmas, and thank you all for coming in.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I really can't
stay. My baby is cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby is cold outside.
This evening has been,
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in,
very nice.
Hold your hands, they're just
like say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Get rid of that hold out. How about it's cold?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory.
May the day
of heaven living
so
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made aware
Welcome, everyone. It's that season of the year, and I just love hearing that music. All of us here at the Rad Reality Show Network would like to say thank you so much for being here tonight with us at the Reality Roundtable Show, hosted by myself, Cherry Garcia, and my sidekick, Mr. Paul from Minnesota. As you heard earlier, our call-in number is 314-237-5506.
You just gave the St. Louis area code first.
I'm sorry, 347-237-5506. And we want to make sure that throughout the night, if we touch on a subject, you call right in. Don't be shy. You don't even have to have rabies shots to call in because we don't bite. call in and join us. We want to have fans participation in our show. If there's a subject that you think about that we haven't touched on, call in and say, hey, what about this show? We want to hear what your thoughts are, what your favorite shows are. We want to hear what you're looking forward to in the new year, what premieres you're looking forward to. So give us a call. Let us know what those premieres are that you've got, you know, on your DVR set up to record. That's the kind of things we're hoping to hear about tonight, right, Paul?
Absolutely, Cherry. And I put together that little musical clip this afternoon, early evening, because I got really inspired by all the great music that we had on our special Christmas show last night. And I apologize to anybody that said, oh, he didn't do the whole song. I kind of did a little sampling of songs there, so they weren't the complete ones, but hopefully I blended them enough that you enjoyed it. So anyway.
That was very nice, Paul. Kudos to you on all of your clips.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate everybody that commented on last night's show and that they enjoyed it. You know, we tried not to talk too much to get all the music that Joe had in. We kind of, before the show, had decided amongst the three of us that we would be limiting calls, and we had a few special callers that we had already lined up ahead of time to fit in and to get to all the music. And even with all that planning, Joe wasn't able to play a number of songs. So I just wanted to mention again that everything was set up for mostly music and not bringing a lot of people up on the air ahead of time. But we normally, all of our shows, like Jerry invited you, like to have lots of people call in. We enjoy hearing from you up on the air with us.
Yes, Jen Frog in the chat room just mentioned the Real World is going to start in January 8th, I believe. And it's going to be a big season for the Real World. That is, I'm so looking forward to the season. I can't even talk about
it.
Something
that's happening in the Real World that certainly probably has most people concerned is what we heard about Target stores. I especially am interested in that because it's based here. It's in Minneapolis, and I'm sure people saw that on the news, and I immediately went to check to see when I may have gone to Target and swiped my card, and sure enough, I had been there a couple of times within that couple-week period. And
me
so
too, Paul. I'm worried about that. I mean, we have a Target so close to our house. We go to Target all the time. We have one of those Targets that has, like, a grocery store in it.
Grocery store?
And
yes.
I really,
yes.
really like their food. And so
yeah.
we go there all the time.
Yeah, you're so smart, Jen. Look at Jen says she always uses cash.
I know.
Cash.
She says
well,
I always use cash, though. So she's a smart shopper.
Yeah, where,
Jen is
where
a smart
is
girl.
Jen, find that little, if there's an emoticon where the little figure is snubbing their nose, you should snub your nose at us for not doing what you do. But I called my bank, and they basically said that they have, a guarantee as far as if anybody charges it, it will, you know, be reimbursed. The really frustrating thing is, from the way it sounded to me, Cherry, and I think you probably heard the same thing, is they could have gathered. I first of all checked, and I have not been hacked or, you know, been nothing unusual charged. But the thing is, they could, whoever these criminals are, could have this information, and 3 months down the road, they might sell mine to somebody, and so I might not know for, you know, 3 months, and that's
correct.
The part that, you know, bothers
me. I'll tell you what happened to me just a month ago. Unbeknownst to me, because Rich has a terrible, terrible habit of going out and getting the mail. And he comes in and he puts the mail on any flat surface that he can find once he walks in the door and looks at it. He just lays the mail down on anywhere that he finds as he walks back in the house. So if I don't walk around and find where he's put the mail might sit there for, you know, a while. And so all of a sudden one day I try to use my credit card and my credit card doesn't work. And I'm like, what's going on with my credit card? So I call the 800 number on the back of it, and they're like, we sent you a different debit card. It's in a plain white envelope. Your card was in a large batch of cards that was compromised at a store that you recently shopped at. And so we sent you a new one, and this is what happened, and this is what you do, and so if you want to go look for it, so I went and looked for the envelope. I found the card, and so I had to start using a different card, and so apparently when these kind of things happen, like Target just happened, they will oftentimes call it a compromised batch, and they'll take a huge number of those people and just send them a new card. And I had no idea that they did this. And so I had many of my bills on auto pay off of that card. And so then I had to go and figure out which bills were on auto pay, and it was really frustrating. And so now I've learned quite a few lessons from that. I hope it doesn't happen again, but because that did happen not long ago, I changed a lot of things around, and I no longer do that. But it is really frustrating that somebody can hack such a large corporation like that and gather that much information. It's so frustrating, and, you know, you try your best to be safe and take care of, you know, what little pittance you make, and then you got these people who can just sit at home on a computer and hack a corporation like that and,
right,
you know, compromise everything that you have. And it's just frustrating, you know. Go get a
it
job,
is frustrating.
People.
what I was going to say is, you know, I'm in your boat as a lot of people are that use their card for a lot of automatic bill pays, et cetera. And I said to my banker, I said, well, I suppose what I could do is, you know, get a whole new card and, you know, basically cancel out the one that I currently have. And they said, absolutely. But then I thought, the thing is, that means if I get a new card, I have to do what you just said, Sherry. You got to go find out, okay, where are all my automatic, you know, pays coming from and have to change all those. And it just seems like such a lot of work. And I am comforted that my bank, you know, guarantees that any false charges will be fully covered. So I'm comforted in that, and I think I'm just going to see what happens and hope that I don't have to change my card and go to all that work to change everything.
Right. Well, the other thing you can do is get one of those plans that watch your credit. So if somebody tries to open credit in your name, they contact you.
That's, you know, that is somewhat a little bit different than what, you know, we're sitting on now, but it's also a viable or whatever threat in you know, for that type of thing as well.
Right. LifeLock, Thomas just put in the chat room, is one of them. And there's a number of them. Your bank should offer one. LifeLock is a really good one. But there's a number of them out there. And if you feel like your card has been compromised, it's probably worth the money to do it at least for, you know, 6 months or so. So.
Right. Now, I'm curious, Jerry. We've been on the phone a few times that I brought this up, and I'm wondering if you were ever able to see, being a dog lover, whether you were ever able to see the story of the seeing eye dog.
And
I don't know. Go ahead. I want to hear what you found out.
He's actually possibly going to lose the dog.
Oh, I got an update for you then. That's just changed. There was an update on it today. People have been donating like crazy. They just told him that even though your dog is near retirement, he will forever be your own pet after his retirement. And there was so much money donated that it will help tons of other people get seeing eye dogs themselves. So it just keeps getting better and better, Jerry.
Oh, God bless people. What a wonderful story. And it's that ripple effect. That big ripple effect of, you know, some people call it the ripple effect. Some people call it paying forward. Have you ever watched the show, What Would You Do?
I used to watch it all the time. I haven't watched it in the last couple of years, but it always, most times it drives me nuts. So I want to go
Don
through my
Don Quinyotos, or whatever, however you say his last name.
Yeah.
They had a real touching story on the other night where a family, a single mom and two young children, went to a Christmas tree lot, and she was the setup. Her and her two young children were the setup, and they were dressed rather, you know, poorly, and she had an arm in a sling, and she was telling her children that they had a budget of only $25, and the only tree on the lot that was there for under $25 was like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And the kids were crying and saying, "We want this tree, we want this tree. No, this tree looks great, Mom," you know, and there she was like saying, "We can't afford that tree, kids, you know, we can't afford that one," you know, and so all these people that were shopping for Christmas trees were hearing this conversation between her and her children. And of course, you know, through the goodness of beautiful people's hearts, they would offer to pay for their Christmas tree, and that happened time and time again throughout the segment. And one of the couples that paid for their Christmas tree, the husband called the kids over while the two moms were taking care of getting the Christmas tree wrapped and everything. And the father bends down and he said, "Now, I want you kids to promise me something." He says, "I want you to promise me that you will do something good for somebody else." He goes, "That's called the ripple effect." And he goes, "We're doing something good for you." And he goes, "Now you do something good for somebody else, and those people will do something good for them, you know, somebody else." And he goes, and it keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going. He goes, "That's all I want, is to know that you will do something good for somebody else, and this ripple effect will keep going." And it was just such a sweet, sweet segment to see it, you know, how it all played out. But he was just the sweetest, kindest guy. And you could tell these people really, you know, they had a little bit of money, but they weren't like rich people, you know. And he was just so concerned about it. He just wanted not only for them to get a tree, but to get a little bit of a life lesson with it, you know. It was just a really sweet segment. I just wanted to throw that in there. So, yeah, it's something that I think is real important, you know, when it gets paid forward.
You know,
and that dog was just such a sweet, sweet story. And when they said that he was possibly, you know, unable to pay for keeping the dog, and that, you know, it was on that site where people could go and make donations, I was like, surely to goodness, you know, this is going to have a great ending.
You are absolutely right. And the paying for the ripple effect, all that is such a real thing. I had a conversation with my mom. She called me today. And there was some good news from our family that she was emotional about, and she started reminiscing about, you know, about how important a person she was. She's not a great singer. She hasn't, you know, discovered a cure for anything. She, you know, wonders, you know, what her purpose in life is when she sees all these great achievements and whatever. And I told her, never question what purpose God has in your life. I said, you have no idea many times what effect you've had on other people. You don't see the effect you have on other people. I said, you don't see the people that I talk to or the friends that I have or the situations that I have been in, that I have responded and treated people in a way that you taught me to do it. And that's all on you. It's all because of what you have done for me. And it has rippled forward. And you don't know, there may have been somebody that you said something nice to that you have no idea who that person was, but it was a kind gesture on your part. And maybe they were having marital problems and they saw how nice you were, and they went home and made up with their wives, and you may have saved a marriage. Who knows what effect you have had? You don't often see the direct result of things you do, and that's why you continue to, you know, be kind
to really sweet,
everyone. And I'm talking to my 91-year-old mother who was wondering what her purpose in life was, and it hit me so hard, shared that with her, and it at least brightened her day, and she thanked me for it. So we have...
That's really sweet.
Thank you. We have... you're the one that started talking the ripple effect. I wasn't going to talk about my personal phone call with my mom today, but...
I'm glad you did. I'm really glad you did.
It all fit in, and... there's an old friend that joined us tonight, and I know sometimes he's awfully busy, but I invited him to call in because I always love hearing from old friends of the show, and he didn't have anything in particular to talk about, but I don't care. I just like chatting with people.
Let's see what he's up to. Mr. Boom Boom Ben, how are you?
Good, good. What's up, people?
Hey, Ben.
How you guys doing?
How's
good.
The bearded one?
I am doing pretty well.
That's a subject that I want to bring up as well,
related
to beards in a bit. But Ben attended Toys for Tots. He did come on, I think, for a short time, but I don't know if he got to share everything he wanted to share, of his memories of that weekend. He privately said, well, some of it's a blur.
It is. Cherry, you know from experience, some of that must be a blur from you as well, huh?
Of course.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, it was the best ever. Best, I mean, unbelievable. I can't believe, like, the first time I went, we filled, like, a minivan with toys, and it was cool. But this time, they filled a U-Haul, the big box cube, the big one, 26-footer maybe. I don't know what they are, but filled it top to bottom. Couldn't even shut the door on the end. I was astounded. Did you hear what happened, Cherry? About the they brought the toys over to Pease, and Pease said, the Marines said, can you bring them all the way to Londonderry? Because they didn't have room to carry them in the trucks that they had.
They had to leave the truck. I was there.
Oh, so you were, okay. All right, yeah, I heard it secondhand somewhere, but unreal. I mean, I've never seen so many toys in my life, There had been thousands. There were 14 bicycles.
Yeah, I was going to say, last year
there was one
bicycle.
How many?
I know. Yes, go.
How many bikes?
14.
Last year there was one. And last year was the first year there were any bikes, I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think that the second year I went, which was the third year of the event, that they actually bought one bike with some of the money that came in. There was enough money to buy a bike. So I think there was one bike the year before Cherry came, too. So, and then when Cherry came, there was one bike. And then this year, 14 bikes. I mean, they needed their own truck just for the bikes.
It was incredible. It was
amazing.
It was stunning to see toys.
Before I forget, and I will post them at some point in the very near future, before the millennia is out. But I did take a couple of pictures at Toys for Tots. I got some really good ones. I got Adam and Judd, metal dancing. I got Cowboy proposing to Michelle. I don't know if anybody saw that. It was real quick. I got Joe, Chicago Joe, Chi-Town. The best photobomb of the event. He knows what I'm talking about right now. But Joe's got the best photobomb of the event. All these will be posted at some point. Epic photos. I haven't had a chance to look at the other people's photos, but I can't wait to.
So that picture with Chi-Town Joe, photobomb, is it caption worthy? Come up with your own caption, people.
Yeah. I probably will put it up and say photo, cap it, people, because there's actually two of them. One of them is a perfect photobomb. The other one is like he's got his head tilted to one side and he's waving. And it's behind Michelle Costa and the DJ of the event. And it's just an epic photo. I mean, it's just, it's as good as, I don't know if anybody saw it, but Evil Dick did a photo bomb on somebody at the Survivor finale. I can't remember who it was now, but Evil Dick did a photo bomb. And yeah, I think actually Joe's is better. So you'll see. I'll post it.
He must have been photobombing all over the place because I got a good photo, one of him photobombing too. So
really?
Joe was, he was doing a lot of photobombing up at Toys for Tots. He was having fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I love I love hearing the tremendous success of Toys for Tots, and it just it warms my heart. And but you just brought up Survivor, and I know you've been a busy person, but you're also a huge Survivor fan, and wondering how you felt this season was and the finale and anything to share.
Well, I liked it overall, although toward the end, I wasn't as into it. Towards like the last four or five episodes, I think. I don't know why. I'm not sure why, because I was definitely rooting for Laura and Sierra. I've actually been friends with Laura for a long time, and I was rooting for her a lot of the way. But I liked it better than last year, I should say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just they still need just a little bit more spice. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm not going to stop watching it or anything like that. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens next year with that BBB twist.
Well, we just were talking, Jerry, I don't remember who brought it up. Maybe it was Michelle Costa. I think it may have been, where she drew a parallel to a past Big Brother theme. Think about Big Brother. Think about Big Brother 11 when they had the three or four cliques. It's almost like Survivor is doing a similar clique. And I never even thought, you know.
I know. So this could be very interesting. It could be exciting. It could be fiery. You know. I hope that's what I'm saying. Because I'm the hugest Survivor fan. Look who I brought to the damn event. You know.
I know.
Richard Hatch.
Everybody may not have heard that, but you're the one that encouraged and let Richard Hatch know about that, and how
and
cool
it was really
that?
Him. It was great because you never know on Facebook. There's so many fake Facebook pages, you know. Like, I've been friends with three different Julie Chens, and right now I'm posting stuff all over her page. So, you know, it's I doubt it's her, but I still post away, you know. But, oh, back to Hatch real quick. It's funny. I mean, he was my guest for the weekend, you know, my surprise guest and all this, and I didn't even get a picture with him. I was so busy. I was having so much fun. I never got to take an actual picture with Richard Hatch. So there's one picture I didn't get either, Jerry.
I got a great picture of his tattoo on his back. I'm going to have to post that. I actually got permission from him.
Yep.
To post the picture of
awesome.
His tattoo on his back. Because I didn't want to post it without permission. I'm kind of funny about that. I always want permission first.
Yep.
So I asked him about it on air. And he said, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah, I had meant to jump up last weekend. I got called. It was like 5 minutes after I notified you in the chat room, Cherry, that I was going to call in. I got a call, and I was on the phone for 45 minutes, and I had to roll out as soon as I was done. So I think I had typed, sorry, guys, I got to go or whatever, and I was gone. And
bad on me. Now that you're mentioning it, Richard on air, and holy cow, I don't know how I'm going to find it without listening to the whole show, but Richard, unsolicited, of saying thank you to Boom Boom Ben.
Ben Holder.
Ben Holder for inviting him to the event. And nobody said anything to him. That was all on his own, and I said, oh,
awesome.
Richard, I'm sorry. He had to leave. He was listening, but had to leave. And
okay.
I told Richard, I'll let him know. And now I'm feeling bad because I forgot to let you know. But he gave
you
a special shout-out.
Let me know, so feel good. Feel good.
All right.
So, no, I appreciate that. That's awesome. That is awesome. I did, however, get one picture that he himself said, I am the only one on the entire planet that has. And this was, I brought two pictures to him. One was a picture of him on season one, of course, you know, looking out over the water. Pretty good picture. I found it online. And he signed that one. My other picture that I had him sign was a picture of Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. So he laughed his ass off and said, sure, I'll sign it.
He Ben, let people know there is actually another person, an actor by that name. That's who you're talking about?
Exactly. He was on a show called Battlestar Galactica back in the late 70s, early 80s, I think it was. And I brought the picture out, and he started laughing. He's like, that's awesome. He goes, I'll definitely sign it. And then he signs it. And he goes, this is the only picture in the world of Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica with my autograph. I was like, awesome. I put that thing, yep. So I put it under 3-inch Lucite. It's all safe. Nobody can get to it. One of a kind. He said on the whole planet. No.
There you go. Say,
so with that, I mean, who needs a picture with the guy with that in hand, you know? So
You have developed a relationship. He really appreciates you. Maybe that you're into meeting him again and, you know, get in touch with him and say, hey, I never got a picture with you, Richard. Let's meet up for lunch somewhere. You know, who knows?
Oh, yeah,
could be cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he had I'm sure he probably went into some of the stuff he's working on now, and which is about biological kids that find their donor parents.
Oh, it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, and one of his biological kids that found him was from Old Orchard Beach, which is about 25 miles northeast of here. So I don't know if he goes there or not, but I have a feeling I'll see him again before next year. But he said he's coming next year towards the talks anyway. So, which is good. I just have to figure out what am I going to do to talk Richard Hatch showing up. And, you know, Jeff Probst. Jeff Probst is going to be tough. So, I don't know, you know. I might shoot a little lower, maybe Boston Rob or, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Hey, I have another show to ask you about because I know several times you've shared with me that you've been so busy, but were you able to watch this past season of The Amazing Race?
I was most of it. I did get to see the end. I saw the local couple won, which I'm
very excited. That's why I brought it up, Terry.
Yep, very excited that they won. I kind of wish that somebody had got hold of them for Toys for Tots. I know it's kind of short notice, but... Oh, somebody did get in touch with them?
Ben, the finale was Sunday of Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's right.
They were hosting a finale screening party, and Amy had invited her friend, Michelle Costa, to go down and join them, but Michelle had Toys for Tots to do. But guess what's happening this coming Monday? Chair, you want to share?
Segway.
Sorry, I was taking care of something in the chat room. So what were you guys talking about? I'm sorry, I was distracted there for a moment.
I was asking Ben if he watched The Amazing Race, and he said it wished somebody invited them to Toys for Tots, and I told him they were, but they had us.
Yeah. We're going to have Jason and Amy on Manic Mondays this Monday.
Cool.
Yes, I can't wait. You know, Michelle Costa actually models with Amy.
Wow.
Yes, every year they do.
Like for 5 years?
Yes, for autism, for children's autism. And Michelle has been trying to talk to her and find out any little clues she could, and she said Amy has been doing such a good job at keeping everything under wraps and, you know, saying things like, they think we're boring and, you know, just saying things like that really sort of kept anybody from thinking that they won, and not giving away any clues whatsoever. And Michelle had invited her two toys for Tats, and Amy had said, you know, they would love to, but they were, you know, going to be busy that weekend, but she would love to come, you know, next year.
Awesome.
And Michelle was like, well, yeah, they were busy. They were busy winning $1 million.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> And so she talked to Amy afterwards, and Amy said she'd love to come on the show and talk to us on Manic Monday. So she'll be with us this coming Monday with Jason. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, it's always fun to have the winners of the Amazing Race on, obviously.
True.
But to know that Michelle and her have already known each other for, you know, the past 4 or 5 years and have modeled together and already have sort of a rapport built, you know, with each other, that's even cooler, you know.
It is.
So,
yeah.
And they live sort of in the same area.
It's
going to be a fun show.
Rhode Island, anywhere is about the same area.
Yeah, you can't be too far, right?
I think it's like 20 miles from one side to the other or something. No,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
I look forward to seeing them next year because every year it seems to get a little bit bigger, you know, and you know, this year with Virgin Patch, I mean that was pretty huge. So next year we gotta get like 5 survivors, more Amazing Race. Obviously, the Big Brother people are gonna come automatically. So, but who else? You know, who else? You know, yeah, Joe. I just saw that Dominic Daniels.
Oh yeah,
8.
That,
yeah, I mean,
that
they
would
be awesome.
Great, that would be fantastic. And I've already met them. I actually probably met them in Virginia. So. That would definitely be cool. Definitely.
So I don't remember from last year either. Are you a, did you get into Big Brother Canada last year or no?
I did not. Were there even, I heard there was supposed to be a bunch of them there at Toys and Dots. Were there, Cherry? Because I didn't know.
I don't know either. Were there what? It Toys for Tots?
Canadian Big Brother people. There was supposed
no.
To,
there was no Canadian Big Brother people. Initially there was a few that said they were going to try, but I don't know exactly what happened that they weren't able to make it. But there were a few that initially had said that they were, you know, going to be there, and they were going to try to be there, but for whatever reason, none of them were able to actually make the event. So, you know, that's kind of not a tough time. It is kind of a tough time of year because of being in Canada and in the Northeast. The weather can be sort of tricky up there.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Canada. and so some people may have gotten, just had weather issues. Others may, you know, it's right in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and
yeah.
A lot of people have other obligations and that kind of thing.
Well, absolutely.
Some reality stars
makes
can
sense.
Make it, others can't. It's something that, it's not one of those events that's like, a great big huge event like Jillian's event out in
right.
California. It's not like that
not
where you're going to have.
Not yet.
Right, but the,
we want it to
the
be.
Wonderful,
we want it to be bigger than a celebration. You know.
The wonderful thing about Toys for Tots is it's more intimate, and you get to spend so much quality time with the reality stars that are there. And I like that it's a smaller event because you really do get to know
True.
These people and hang with them. And really, you come away feeling like you've really made some new best friends.
Oh,
and
yeah, no doubt.
I've got a
Go ahead, Paul.
I've got a question about that, Jerry. You know, you brought up some of these huge events and used the Reality Rally as an example. I would imagine, you know, it's just my speculation that at those huge events, like Reality Rally probably brings in, you know, maybe 20 people from Survivor. When they're done, you would think that that family of Survivor people might click together and go out and do stuff together and all this type of thing. Whereas Toys for Tots, the way it's been described to me, you know, you're not often seeing people run off together. My question is this. There were, like, a group of Big Brother people. Did they tend to hang around with each other, or did they enjoy hanging around with other reality show stars and other fans and that type of thing? Describe that for me.
They did hang around with each other, but they also hung around with fans. Then they really took to the fans.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what is so magical about Toys for Tots, is that the fans are always right there, and they are always right there for the fans. And it's not – you don't get that kind of time with the bigger events. It's just – not possible. And
true.
With Toys for Tots, there's just so much time that you have to spend with them. And it's wonderful that you can sit down and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them.
Yep.
For, you know, 3 days, 4 days, you know.
Yep.
Exactly. And
you really get to know them. It's not like
you
go and you see them on one afternoon and get their autograph and then shuffle along because everyone's in line behind you. This is like you could sit down. Like last year, I sat and talked with Ian twice. I talked with him once on Friday night for over an hour, uninterrupted, basically uninterrupted, and then on Sunday night for about the same amount of time, basically uninterrupted again. And that's cool. I mean, the guy won. You know, he's a winner. He's not like some small potatoes, you know, and I got to talk about all kinds of stuff. I mean, school and playing the game and you know, at one time we were talking applied chemistry and, you know, it was just crazy. And that's really cool to be able to do that because, you know, a guy like Ian at a major event, you know, with 100 stars there, you're going to get 10 minutes to talk to him at most, if you're lucky, you know, if you're lucky. So I think that, you know, that's definitely – Cherry's right about it. I mean, Twist Art is a more intimate event. You have more time to spend with the people over a longer period of days. You know, so yeah, you're right. Maybe we shouldn't try to make it like a massive – it'd be cool, though, have like 100 reality – it would be really cool to have like 100 reality stars and like 50 people. Who will pay a lot, you know, who bring a lot of toys, you know. That would be epic, but now I'm just dreaming. I'm rambling. I'm dreaming of it. So.
The reason I mention Big Brother Canada is it's one of the reality shows, even though we mostly have to watch it on the Internet, that is coming up, I believe, in February. You talked about some of them sounded like they were interested in coming to Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
Once you get one person to come, the word spreads. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like
what I talked about with Shane showing up. Now Shane knows what is out there and that he's not going to be shy to maybe go to some other events because of the great time you guys showed him at that event.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that was a kind of a surprise, too. You know, cause I walked into the bar Saturday night near Shane, and I'm like, huh. And Shane's like, texted one of my girlfriends that I brought Friday night. And I was like, yeah, Shane's here. She wrote back to me, no way. And a whole bunch of little, you know, unsmiley faces. She couldn't come out. She was, you know, too far away and hadn't planned to come there. So, but it was just kind of funny, you know. He was cool. I talked to him for a couple of minutes, so. I got to show him that video clip of, I think I showed it to Cherry. Did I show you that clip, the one with Danielle sitting by the pool?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one.
Everybody's sitting at the pool, actually. And Danielle Murphries was the last one at the pool because everybody got up one by one over the course of about a minute and left. And Danielle was just the last one sitting there. And Chef Joe was actually the last one to leave, and it was funny. I showed him the clip, and he said something to her, but he's like, I can't remember what I said to her. And I was like, huh, that's funny. You know, you have to see the clip. It's kind of funny because it's titled Forever Alone. And everybody gets up and walks away. The whole group is, it's like, must be night three or four, Joe was thinking. And everybody just gets up and walks away one at a time. And Joe was the last to leave before Danielle, and Danielle just sits there, just kind of rocks back and forth. It's like, oh, forever alone. It's kind of sad, but it's funny, you know.
All right, Ben, switching to another reality show that we touched on briefly when Jerry mentioned Beard, again, forgive me.
I know you are a Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
I'm not. I have finally seen it. I went somewhere, somebody's house, and they had it playing, and I watched it for about 15, 20 minutes. So I know the premise. I get it. Real sticky situation. You know?
It is.
A different guy, generation.
Yes.
To suspend him and infuriate the people who pay to see this show, I think it's a tough move on A&E. I know they're trying to be politically correct, but you can take political correctness too far. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that A&E may have gone a little too far. You know, publicly chide the guy, maybe pull him aside and whisper in his ear and say, hey, dude, dial it back a bit, you know. But, you know, how old is that guy, like 65, 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to turn a guy like that into a politically correct person. You know, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, it's regrettable what he said, but how many people are really bothered by it? Chime in. Anybody.
Well, it does bother me. It doesn't surprise me, I guess. And,
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's how I look at it. Yeah.
It's not like he is, you know, alone in his comments or his feelings that he expressed. There, unfortunately, are a lot of people in the country that feel the same way, and he's just somebody that did an interview and is on TV and got quoted, and I think it can be a learning moment for people. Hopefully the Paula Deen situation was a learning thing for people, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard from some of the people on Big Brother this last season, it was a learning moment for people. I just was not surprised. I cringed when I saw it because I am such a fan of the show. I thought for a second, will I continue to watch it? And I thought, you know what, this really doesn't surprise me. There are so many other entertaining aspects to the show and positive things about,
right,
you know, the family and everything, that I can focus more on the entertaining and the positive things and kind of compartmentalize the dark and negative things, you know.
Exactly.
So
exactly. And you got to think about something else. Look at the news today. I don't know where it was. I think it was in Pennsylvania maybe or Ohio, but some church official, the head priest or whatever they are, he married his son, he officiated the marriage of his gay son. The church defrocked him publicly, defrocked the guy. It's all over the news today, you know, so you've got the church on one hand, you know, bad, bad, this is, you know, wrong, illogical, except everything that, you know, Duck Dynasty guy said. What's his name, Phil? Is it Phil? Is that the one who did it?
Yes.
Yeah, so everything he did and the church is doing it. So, you know, they're not getting any flack from it. I mean, I'm sure they're getting some flack, but, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And this poor guy who just wants to run a show, although I get the feeling, Paul, he's sitting at home in his recliner, feet kicked back, some big cigar, some, if he smokes, I don't know. But, you know, he's probably like, I don't give up, you know what I'm saying. So I get the feeling that's probably, you know, how he's looking at it. So it's too bad, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? His kids learn from it, though. That's cool if they're like that. I doubt they are, but you never know.
Hopefully there'll be a lot of people that will learn, you know, from it. And we do have somebody else that you spent time with out in Toys for Tots on the line, and I'm going to bring him up. It's a familiar voice from last night. What's happening, Mr. Excuse me. What's happening, Chi-Town Joe?
Nothing much, but I tend to agree with Ben a lot, and he hits it right on the nose. The magic to New Hampshire's Big Brother fan club's Toys for Tots every year is it constantly changes. We do have, I think, a group that's always there as far as
the core group.
Yeah, the core group.
Yeah.
But just watching it grow and grow, and like you were saying, Shane showing up for a day, you know, and that was his first. Yeah, it was his first time. You know, and
any event.
And then I can't repeat everything, but you know, like, you know how that is, but I sat between Chef Joe and Shane, and they were from the same season. And quite honestly, they were in the doghouse together, sleeping together in the same bed at one point.
Oh yeah, that's right.
How funny that was, how they would go back and forth with each other. And the most important thing is, you're right, these Thursday night is the first night,
the bowl,
and most of the stars are there, you know. And excuse me, what I like is it's always in a small place. And they're all happy, and they don't care if what season you're from, or whatever other show you're from. And they get right in there with all the people, the fans, you know?
Yeah.
And they just have a ball. And then from that day on, like you say, you get breakfast with them, you talk an hour here, an hour there. And I make great relationships with these people after the fact, and I call them all the time. Not call them all the time, but, you know, right.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Hey, it's true. It's unlike any other event that I've ever been to. So.
Yeah, because you go to a lot of these. The celebration event is a worthy
cause.
I'm
going to go to that one. I'm going to go to that one next year. I keep missing it, but.
It's like Temecula. It's like you sign, you know, you just walk down the aisle and have everybody sign. And that's not what it's about, you know.
Oh, I know. You want to actually ask them a few questions, but there's a bunch of people in line behind you.
I ask them about who they are, what they are, what's special
what's
about.
Yeah. My favorite question is, what's next?
Well, look at what Judd's been doing. He's starting to sell stuff now. He didn't say it too much on Monday's show. But with Michelle, but I got all that stuff in on Facebook on him. You know, now he's a businessman. Called himself a businessman.
And look at Joe. Joe's getting a show going, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, this There's interesting afterlife. It was funny talking to Ian because Ian was like, I'm like, what's next to you? Will we see you back on TV? He goes, maybe for a little bit on Big Brother, but I'm gonna get school done. I'm gonna pay off all my school loans, and I'm gonna go to work. I'm like, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. Different, you know. But
yeah,
definitely cool. So he's just gonna, you know, come back to the workforce and be like us. You know?
And and watching them interact is half of it. You know.
I know. It was so cool. You know what was the coolest was seeing Adam. Who's been a Survivor fan from the beginning.
Yeah.
Richard Hatch had to leave Saturday night, you know, before the after parties. And
right, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he had left his room, and we didn't have a key, and we're all going, oh, where should we party? And I said, well, let's party in Richard Hatch's room. He's not going to need it. And so Adam was loving it. Adam's like, yeah, he goes, I'll go get the key. And I was like, do it, dude. So he went and he got the key. And he told Richard Hatch to lock himself out. So he got the key, he comes back, and he's like, wow. He goes, another fanboy fantasy fulfilled. He was hiding Richard Hatch's house key. You know, he's waving it around. He was also happy. Because for him, that was a big deal. You know, beating Richard Hatch. I mean, you know, for a lot of people it was. But it was just, it was funny to see Adam, who's kind of a big deal himself, you know, going,
yeah.
You know, wow, that was great. You know, and it was just really cool. I got a kick out of that, you know.
I was really surprised. Like I said, I was taken back with Shane being there, you know, and how he handled himself and the crowds, because all the women that came after him, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know. At one point,
he was
talking
popular.
To four different girls. I'm just like, oh my goodness!
Oh sure, in the biker bar, a lot of these bikers knew all these people. You know what I mean? And that made me feel happy.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than going to a place where they're just opening the doors so you can have the event. They're like, all right, get the hell out of here, you guys. You know, we don't know who you are, but yeah, thanks for coming. You know, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. You know, and
I like the bus they had for us.
I know. And you know what's
bus.
Funny? You know what's funny? We all got invited back after they closed for breakfast. They said come back for after party and breakfast. And everybody kind of wussed out, and I actually had brought a keg, so I was like, well, I got to bring the keg to the hotel room for the after party there. And Gene was the only one that got in the bus and went back. But he came back like 2.5 hours later. He's like, man, you guys missed out. And I guess they'd had a really good after party and lots of girls and big breakfasts and fun times, you know. And I was like, oh, man. And I was back in the motel room drinking beers, you know.
I was asleep.
Oh. Yeah.
They always said, well, we like Joe because he always was up early in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And I was always sitting and smoking on the bench out there, you know, waiting for them to open up that. Great. I didn't even know there was a restaurant across the street. So I was eating that continental food.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I found out the last day. So our,
oh, good. That's a good
Sunday.
Restaurant, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a great place. I liked where we were at. I thought it was fun. I had the biggest TV out of everybody. So,
oh, really? Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I had a nice room, so hopefully I'll get the same room next year.
I guess so.
I'm going to have to get on Adam and get him to get Dominic and Danny out. And then I'm supposed to go to New York for something with Gen City in March.
Big Brother. Oh, that's her record release party, I believe.
Well, it's her birthday.
Oh, okay, but she's also having a record release party coming up.
I think that's
either
what you said, yeah.
It's
because
March or
April.
That's going to be a big deal, too, you know.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with the band in the morning because I just felt so bad that they had to take that long drive and play 30 minutes, you know.
Like, no, I know.
And I think that we'll see in the future. They're back next year, I know that. They've already told me that.
Yeah.
So, and I like them. She's something. She can walk in quiet, and then it takes her about 2 minutes, and boy, she just jumps on that stage, and bam, that band goes off. like a bomb. It was really cool, Paul. You would have liked that.
Yeah, you would have. You would have. It was really good. Yeah, and I didn't know what to expect because I Yeah, I hadn't seen the new band, and I have you listened to Kitty? Did you ever listen to? Has anybody actually listened to the band that the one that she, you know, the double platinum band Kitty that she?
I can look them up on iTunes or something.
Yeah, well, it's punk rock. It's punk. It's different, and it's Canadian punk, so it's even more different. So
yeah.
Did
you think she made the one a little more mainstream this time?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely different because I've listened to it, and it was funny because I had Kitty, the songs that were hits while Jem was in the band, I have them in my home media file. I've got a media center at my house. I've got music that I've been collecting since 1995. And people will bring a CD over. I'll say, yeah, load it in. And I've got music, all kinds of eclectic stuff. Now, I don't know if somebody brought this stuff or if my ex-wife downloaded it or found it somewhere or had the CD. I don't know. But there's four or five Kitty songs in my music folder. In my, you know, there's like 60,000 songs there. But I actually have Kitty in there. And it's all from like 2002 to 2004. Or 2005, I think.
She did a tour last year, or was it? It was right after Big Brother, her season,
right?
I think. And she missed Chicago. She went to Cherry City.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
And I was like, I told her this year. I said, why didn't you come here?
I know. I know. Especially,
I mean, Chicago is big.
It's a real city.
And we're still in that metal era, you know. So
exactly, yeah.
Why not? They would have sold out.
Yeah,
you know, I told her that. I said, if you ever need somebody to book you, I'll get you in a 1,800 seat place. You know, at least.
There you go.
You know?
There you go. Yeah.
She was happy to hear that. So, but
yeah,
and she was great in her band. Everybody in that band was phenomenal.
Yeah, really nice people, too. You know, sometimes you meet, you know, bands and some of them be, you know, introverted
they were not that.
They're too famous. And these guys were all really down to earth, really cool people. I actually talked to a few of them, so that was pretty cool. So.
Yeah, and I have to thank you again for bringing Richard Hatch. That was really a coup d'etat, you know.
I don't know how I'm going to, you know, like I said, it's going to have to be Probst or Chen next year, you know.
And he is, like he was on the air talking, and Paul had mentioned, he talked about you, and then he did definitely, he's coming next year.
Oh, yeah, he said that to me, too. Yep, he said, I'll definitely be back. I was like, awesome. So
he had a great time, and him and Crocker got a good friendship going now.
I know. It was great to see Crocker, too, because he missed last year. I don't know what happened, but I didn't see him at all last
year. I think he took a
year
off. He took a year off.
I don't know how anybody could do that, because I'm already looking forward to next year. You know, I'm already.
Yeah, well,
I
have to
watch
England.
360 whatever more days it is, you know, but 350-something more days. It's a lot.
Yeah. The pictures from London, the sets are starting to leak out, so I can't wait. But I think you and I are having our own show. I don't know where Cherry.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, before they pop back up, I do got to congratulate you. When you see the photo bombs you did, and you know what I'm talking about.
I know which ones, the two I know of, yeah.
Yeah, because there's two really good ones. I'm probably just going to post them both.
Post them. What the hell?
They're the same picture, but it's, you know, both photo bombs are just epic. I mean, you'll see. I'll get it going.
I knew I did that on purpose.
I'll try to get it done before the end of the year. And I'm horrible. I've got photos from 2007 that people are still sending me messages about. Please post. I'm sorry if any of you people are listening. I'm sorry. I will post them. I promise. Someday I will post them.
We all have a problem posting pictures. So.
Yeah, I know. I still get that video of me and Panther at Hampton Beach with a private concert, the Florida Georgia Line. And I'm talking private, we're 5 feet away from them. And I was sitting in a box. So that was Chase Rice, but he's like, hey, these are my buddies, Florida Georgia Line. And of course, in 2011, we're all like, okay. You know? And he's like, oh, trust me, they're going to be a big deal. They're already a big deal. I'm like,
yeah, they are.
Okay.
They
were great.
You should post that, Ben.
What's that?
You should post that.
I'm going to. I had asked Panther if she had hers or if she had posted hers, and she couldn't remember. She was like, I don't know if I put those up or not. She was like, I think they're on Facebook, but I looked. I didn't see them. So, and Panther takes more pictures than I do. She takes a ton of pictures. So it's got to be even more difficult for her to go through all her pictures, you know. So, but I will. I'm going to post them because that was just such an epic night. And it was funny. I listen to talk radio. Sometimes I just don't, you know, I'm driving home. I don't want to hear music. I just turn on talk radio, anything stupid. And Sean Hannity was on. Not anything stupid, but, you know, he's kind of wacky. And some girl was talking to him. This girl brings Florida Georgia Line in as a surprise to the show. And he's just going on and on and on. Oh, they're so awesome. And then the girl chimes in. She goes, I know. She goes, I sat through 3 hours of them, and I don't even like country. And I was like, oh, my God, that's my exact words, because I had said that. I was like, I went to see Chase Rice, you know, just because it's Chase. He's coming to town. I'll go see him, you know. And Chase's stuff is really good. But Florida Georgia Line played a couple of their songs, and they were really good. And I listened to 3 hours of country music, and I don't even like country.
Ron used to play Chase Rice's song Buzzback for Jen
yep.
Frog and I sitting in the chat room in here. And Chase Rice used to actually call into this show.
Oh, all the time.
And say hi to Ron quite a bit.
I know, Paul, you should drop, if you've got it in the repertoire, you should drop one of his Chase Rice Buy My Album if you still have that clip. Because I actually made that clip out of... you know, Ron had him do some drops at the end of our thing, and I made that clip up. And that was actually when it was climbing up the iTunes chart. I don't know how high it got. But I know that he was number 6 on the charts with his last song. And that's Chase Rice. You know, not Florida Georgia Line. They're number 1. But Chase Rice was number 6 on the iTunes charts with, I think it was Ready, Set, Roll, I think was the song. It's either song or the album, but again,
would you like to hear
stuff.
That clip?
Yeah, drop it if you got it.
Would you?
Yeah, hit it.
Let's
good
do
stuff.
It.
What's up, y'all? This is Chase Rice. I just want to dedicate my song Buzzback tonight to Ron Rad. Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah, 9 a.m. came way too fast, and my head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Try to sleep in on Saturday.
I'm a pilot of this party flight. got that buzz back. We got that buzz back. Everybody get your buzz back.
Get your buzz back.
Get your buzz back.
Hey y'all, this is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just want to remind you, head over to iTunes and get my EP called Country Is Me to get your buzz back.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? And the best part about that clip, that is the live music that Panther and I were audience to. That is the clip. I had stripped the audio out of it and added it to the the shout-out, you know, at the beginning. So that's the actual music from the night, which was, I believe, a week or two after Ron had passed. It was very recent. It was like June. When did he pass again? Was it? It was May, right?
Yeah.
May of 11. What was the actual date?
31st, I believe.
It was the 31st? Okay, yeah. So this was like a week later then.
We've got somebody holding on the switchboard I want to bring up.
Adam in.
She's been holding for about 10 minutes, so I want to make sure she doesn't hang up on us before we bring her up. So we were going to say hi to our Kansas lady. Kansas, how are
Ooh.
You?
Oh, I wouldn't hang up on you.
What's up, Kansas?
Hi. Oh, I just have to say I'm so happy that you guys had this later show. I don't know if any of you guys watched The X Factor, but at least I got to see the finale. So
Ooh.
That was pretty cool. I don't know if did anybody watch The X Factor? Or am I the only one?
I didn't watch X Factor.
I was a big fan of The Voice this year.
Oh, me too, Cherry. Absolutely.
Oh gosh, I watched
that was
The Voice.
This was, but I'll tell you what, this was the best X Factor. I don't know if anybody checked it out, but this really was the best one that they've had so far. And it was cool that at least two of my favorites were one and two. So that was kind of
cool.
Fun. Cherry, you would have loved this duo, this Alex and Sierra. If you ever go onto YouTube, you know, just check out one of their videos. You know, they did that Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You or something. You remember that song? They did that on The Voice. Christina Aguilera did it with the guy, you know, that originated that song. They did that duo together, but Alex and Sierra from X Factor did such a beautiful, beautiful version. It was so good.
Is that the one with Simon Cowell as the judge?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's his show, right?
Yeah, it's his show. Oh, but I have to, Chi-Town Joe. While I have you, this is one of the main reasons I wanted to call in. Thank you, sweetheart. Your show last night was so beautiful. I just wanted to honestly, it touched me so much, that beautiful song that you picked for me. I love Amazing Grace to begin with, but I'll tell you what, I've never heard a more beautiful rendition. That gorgeous voice on this precious little girl was just, I could start crying again. I mean, I was choked up listening to it. It was so beautiful, Joe.
Well, you could find it a lot on YouTube, her stuff.
What's her name?
It's a weird name. Oh, God. I wish I could tell you offhand. I couldn't even spell it for you. It's like, but I'll make sure you get it somehow. Because
how do you find
you look,
it on, because I'm a big YouTube freak, and I'm always, you know, downloading different songs and or finding,
well, you know,
even from The Voice, you know, I hear songs, it's like, oh, I love this song, and then I download it, and, you know, all the time. From The Voice, too, Cherry, some of these performers were just, oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't have known about her if it wasn't for a fan of the show who had found this video and turned me on to it like 2 days before. And then I had to write down her name, and I don't have it in front of me. And I went to iTunes, and I started looking what – she has like four different versions of that song. And it was – I thought that was very nice because I like orchestras. But, you know, she has some that are just down and down south type, you know, like with just a guitar doing that song. With somebody on a guitar.
Well, this version that you picked last night was so beautiful, Joe.
Well, I think of heavenly stuff. You know,
no,
when
I do too.
That.
I mean, you right up my alley. Your whole show though was heavenly. I loved it. Thank you.
I hope you heard the last hour. The last hour was great.
Oh, I was on. Oh, I didn't get off. I didn't. In fact, Joe, I ended up listening to it again this morning so I could hear it, you know, with the full stereo.
Yeah, it's better with the full stereo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was listening till about 8:30, and then I called in, so I was listening through the phone. I never hung up. I was on the whole time.
Yeah.
Listening to the whole show. I wasn't going to miss your show, Joe. I mean, that was like a party. I was thinking about it. I was excited for it the whole darn day.
Paula and I were thinking about it all day for sure, the day before
Is anybody else listening to his show and dancing to some of these songs? I mean, I'm in my room boogieing down, rocking around the Christmas tree. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, but, you know, it was so important that we got some of those songs in the last hour because truly they were meant for Cherry.
Cherry, that was so sweet, the one that your husband dedicated to you. Oh, I love that.
I know. I was all mad at that. I was so glad it was a four-song set because I was crying so hard.
I know.
I bet you were.
I knew you were.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so sweet.
You know, trying to get rich.
Oh, man.
Trying to get rich to record something on a little digital thing. He couldn't do it because Cherry was always around him. And I couldn't, we were going to go into the men's bathroom together at that barbecue place. And then he said, well, what happens if somebody walks in and sees me and you standing there talking?
What will they think?
Yeah, what will they say? He was so funny.
Well, I was running around talking to people and taking pictures and stuff. I don't know how you guys couldn't have gotten away. I mean,
I think that he wanted to keep his eye on you, and he was having such a great time. He really did. And I mean, I got to him the first night. You know, you introduced me, and I said, "Listen, this is what I want to do." and he was all for it. And he, somebody just, Face One just put it up. Her name. The girl's name.
It's Rima, M-A-R-V-A-N-A-N-E.
Marvane. Okay, I'm seeing this right now. That's her name?
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Her.
I'm going to
Facebook. Thomas.
Yeah, I want to get this down from YouTube. Oh,
yeah,
I love this song. I have to get that version. I'm going to check out
that
version.
You got to get the version when she's walking through an old town in Texas singing that. And she goes into a church. And it's only a guitar, an acoustic guitar. But that, you know, I was blown away by her voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was, truly.
Gorgeous.
I don't get blown away by voices.
Gorgeous.
But she did.
I get blown away by voices. She was just, I mean, and knowing that she's like 8 years old.
Yeah, she's a
young
kid.
Many people may not know
that in Charlotte Church.
Yeah.
Can I
I'm going to get off the
Kansas?
Phone because we only have 5 minutes left. So so you can close, I guess, Cherry.
Yes.
You've got 4 minutes left now, according to me.
Uh-oh.
So. Uh-oh. Just don't forget, January 8th, The Real World. 10 Eastern and 9 Cherry Garcia time. That show's going to be really good this year.
Is it going to be other people coming
so
back?
That we don't have to worry about.
No, it's all
people
new
coming?
People. It's all new people, but it's a hell of a twist.
The twist is amazing, Kansas. They're going to bring in 7 people, which is the normal amount of people in the cast.
And
they're going to let them be there for, I think, a week or two. And then they're going to bring in their exes.
Oh, no.
To the house.
And
seven more people in the house.
Oh, that sounds good.
And they
good.
Will all be their exes. And
oh, man.
So just when
oh, that sounds
they're
crazy.
Settled in and, yeah, they're settled
and
in, starting to get comfortable with each other.
Relationships.
Give them time to start building relationships. Then they're going to throw in their exes in the house.
Oh, no. Oh, that
yeah.
sounds good,
good times.
That's something we wish we could have saw it on Big Brother.
Good
but
times.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to let you ladies go, and Paul and Ben. I might not talk for a couple weeks because I only have 3 cigarette packs left, and I'm going to cold turkey.
Quit,
good
babe.
Luck, buddy.
It's the best
I'm
thing ever to quit.
It.
I quit. I quit. It, you feel
yeah.
so much better when you do. Use
well,
a straw. If you ever get the urge, I cut straws to the size of the cigarettes I used to smoke. And if I ever get that urge, I just breathe in from a straw. It helps. It
well,
really
I'm gonna
does.
Be, I'm going to be a mean person for about 2 weeks. So if
what?
You don't hear from me, I'm alive.
Joe, chew bubble gum, blow bubbles. You can't be mean when you're chewing bubble gum or blowing bubbles. You
but
just,
the straw thing also helps. The straw really does help, and you just breathe in the fresh air, but you get that feeling. You get that sensation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought after 40-something years before my mom dies, I want to have her see me do this finally because
right.
I've done everything else.
Maybe
cash is everything. Don't work. And, you know, it just doesn't work. And
cold turkey is the only way to do it, truthfully. I didn't use anything either. I'm looking at face ones. I agree. Definitely. Cold turkey is the only way.
Yeah, I have to stop. Otherwise, I won't be around for another.
Right. And we want you around, Joe. We love you. You're so special.
Yeah. Don't say that.
You are. I'm going to say it. I adore you. You're awesome.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's a great photo bomber.
Yeah, I'm a great photo bomber. You can put those up.
I will. I promise. I'll do it this weekend.
I've
got
that'd
a couple of days off coming up, so I'll get to it on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I will. I promise. I will. So.
Yeah, I appreciate
you've heard
it.
Here. You've heard.
And Maddie's gonna be in Beantown in 2 days.
Nice.
He's coming home. For the holidays, so that's
I'm
a big plus.
I'm so happy
plus.
For him and Laura and everyone up there, just knowing that he's finally going to be home and with family. I know Laura is probably counting the hours at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She is. She really is. And her dad's doing well. And she's just happy. But she.
I bet her and Christine are just.
Yeah, she's kind of mad at me because she I don't know how to do all the stuff with the show, and she's been asking me all day to hook her up to the podcast from yesterday. So
all she has to do is click on the link that's already posted on any of the posts that we posted about the show. Click on the link that's already in there, and it'll play the podcast.
I listened to it today.
Simple.
I listened to it today, and I told her how to do it, and she didn't know, she couldn't get it for some odd reason. So, I don't know. But it was funny that she, you know, her and then Sarah and Victoria were busy last night, and they were asking me, and a lot of people from the West Coast listened in last night. People from the West Coast, which was weird, you know.
Thanks.
So
listen, about 10
I'm gonna go.
I think so. I'm gonna jump out, So, Merry Christmas to all.
Yes.
And have a good night.
A safe and happy New Year. Safe.
Yeah.
Don't drive.
Well,
especially if you're up in your roads, Ben, because they twist and turn too fast.
Well, I'm pretty lucky. I have a lot of designated drivers, so.
Oh, well, that's even more important.
Hopefully, I will have one for New Year's Eve. I'm not even sure what I'm doing yet, but you guys all take care. Have a great time, and I'll see you all here again.
I love you guys. Before you get off, I just have a quick message for all of you, okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Merry Christmas, darlings. Happy New Year, too. I've just one wish this Christmas is happiness for you. Merry Christmas, all of you. I love you guys.
The Carpenters.
You girl. That was
I loved her. Oh, my goodness. Karen Carpenter died so early.
Can I tell them, Kansas, what you used to do?
What, baby?
Can I tell them what you used to do?
Sure.
Must have been a singer.
Yep.
Kansas used to be in a band.
What's that?
That's how I met my husband.
She was
my husband was
in a
band.
Wow. Well, that is cool.
And she actually sent me a photo in her Christmas card that I actually have proof. I mean,
wow.
And that's only for Cherry's eyes only.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, I won't share it, but
she's the only one that gets
beautiful.
To see the madness.
And she was in an amazing band, and I'm so proud of her. I just love Kansas to death. And
oh, I love you, Cherry.
I wish I could have seen her band back in the day.
You saw
do.
A lot of bands back in the day.
Well, yeah, but I wish I could have seen hers.
Wow. You have any audio or
which
video?
One? I was in many bands, Cherry.
Oh, cool.
I bet you were.
Many cool. bands.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Well, but the picture she saw was
have
the hair band. That was the hair band days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, babe?
Yeah.
And if,
my husband was hot,
though. Thing.
Wasn't he, Cherry? My husband was
absolutely.
Hot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you were
still as a looker, but he was hot stuff.
And Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And thank you so much for calling in tonight, being a part of the show. I adore you. Love you so much. And I can't wait to see you again next year at Toys for Tots.
If not sooner.
If not sooner.
I love you, Ben. I always love when you call.
He was around a lot this year. I loved
it. Yeah, I had no wedding to go to this year. Last
yeah,
year
no wedding. Yeah, right.
I missed one whole night. Actually, I missed like a day and a half over it, but... But, yeah, I'll be there all next year. If anybody's going to get married, I'm going to tell them, geez, sorry, guys.
I just want to give everybody a heads up. Tomorrow night is, I think, David Letterman's 30th Christmas show.
Wow.
Where he throws the footballs to get the pizza off the top of the tree.
Oh,
and Darlene Love comes on and sings that last song we played last night to end the second hour, and with a big orchestra. And if you have nothing better to do, at least tape it, because it's always fun. And we don't know how long Letterman's going to stay on now that Leno's going off. You know, he just wanted to be on one more day than Johnny Carson. So you know.
That rivalry.
Well,
you know?
All you chatters have a great Christmas too. I'm not forgetting about you. So, you know, JF and Face and Green and M&M's and Shady Tiger. I'm not sure who you are, but hey, you guys have a wonderful Christmas holiday. Season, stay out of trouble. Don't do anything that Santa's going to end up having to smack you over.
Oh my goodness.
Are there any more shows for the year besides Manic Monday? Because I have to work Monday nights. I work every Monday.
Oh, doggone it, Ben. I was going to say, we're definitely doing Manic Monday.
Yeah, but that's it till the end of the year, isn't it?
I think so. I'm going to bring up Mr. Shady real quick before we close the show. Hey, Shady, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Joe?
Hey, Shady, what's up?
Hang on, Shady, hang on. Joe? Oh, doggone it,
Joe.
Gone. I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I think he'll hear you. I'm going to jump to my phone's blinking now, so you guys have a wonderful time, and I will see you again soon.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Kansas.
Love you, Ben. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and
Merry
be
Christmas,
safe out
Ben.
There. I know you
will.
You
I will.
All right.
I will, I promise. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. Okay. How are you, Shady?
I'm good. So, just excited since last night still, so. That was a lucky guess.
Joe rocked that show, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He does an amazing
absolutely.
Christmas show. He put
we love
hours
you,
and hours, hours and hours into that show, and he makes it special for everyone. You know, he doesn't leave anybody out. He
mm-mm.
he thinks of everybody, and
mm-hmm.
he just makes sure that he covers all the bases and makes that show so special for every listener out there. There's something in it for everyone. There's all kinds of music and all of the classic tunes, and there's new music that, you know, the contemporary music that we hear today, the newer bands playing, something in it for everyone. So he covers everything, and he works so hard getting all of the timing down just right. And he and Paul were working so many hours getting the sets down to the minute and making
wow.
sure that we would have enough time to have a little chat time and still get all the music in. And poor Joe even had to cut some songs, even though they tried so hard, because, of course, we chatted more than we were supposed to.
No, that never happens, though.
And but they worked it out just beautifully, and I have to say my hats are off to both of them for you couldn't even tell at one point that Paul was Skyping to Joe, and Joe had to fade out one of the songs as we transitioned into the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And his transitions
and
were awesome. His fade outs and everything, they were, like, truly awesome.
He just does an amazing job. I don't know how he does everything he does so beautifully, but he does.
He puts so
and
much love into it, Cherry, you
does.
Know?
He does. It's just, that's what does it, is all the love and tender care that he puts
mm-hmm.
into it. And he and Paul just put hours of love and tender care into that show. And
thank you, too, Paul, if you're there. We got to thank you also, babe. If he didn't disappear.
He disappeared, so. I just want to say thank you to everybody out there in the chat room, in our podcast listening area, everybody that's going to listen to this later. It's been a long year for all of us and a tough year for some of us. But without all of you, we wouldn't be here. And I just want to try to, in some way, thank you doesn't seem enough on my behalf and on Paul's behalf and on behalf of the Rad Reality Show Network. Say thank you from all of us so very much for being here with us for all of our shows through the ups and downs and through everything that we've been through this year. I know that Ron would be so happy to know that we're all still here together and his show is still continuing on. I know he's smiling from heaven.
Absolutely.
And this is a big family, and I thank God for all of you each and every day. And I wish nothing more than for all of you to have a wonderful and blessed Christmas and the best, best, best New Year ever. May it top all the years past. I don't know what that
was.
What
was that?
I don't know what that was.
Sounded like a train.
I know, and I have no idea where that sound came from. Daniel, was that you?
No, I'm not sure where that came from.
That was really weird.
That was you, Shady. I know it was.
That was. But seriously, I do want all of you to have just the best year ever. And just thank you all so much for staying with us and for being here. It does my heart so much good when each and every one of you pop in the chat room and I see your names pop up. That's what keeps me going. And I wouldn't know what to do with myself if it weren't for all of you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope that you all come back and join us on Monday for the Manic Monday show at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Michelle Costa is going to rock it like she always does with the winners of The Amazing Race. Jason and Amy will be with us, and I can't wait to hear what they have to say about winning this season of The Amazing Race. So with that, I'm going to close it for tonight. Again, thank you all so much for being with us. I'm going to close the show.
Merry Christmas, darling.
As always, thank you so much, Kansas. You are such a blessing to all of us.
Oh, you're a blessing, sweetheart. You're such a friend.
Oh, thank you, babe.
I agree with Kansas. You are a blessing to us all, Jerry.
Oh, thank you, Shady. I'm going to close the show with Ron. He'll take us out as he always does. Everybody, be kind to each other. Have a great, great weekend. And I hope that all your Christmas shopping is done, because mine isn't.
Mine is, thank goodness. And it's all shipped and ready.
Oh, my goodness, Kansas. You want to come and help me do mine?
I wish I could. Oh, I love it.
I love wrapping. That's my favorite thing to do. I torture all my family when it comes to wrapping. I use so much tape and then layers. I do box inside of a box type of stuff. They get tired of me.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, here's Ron to close our show. Take care, everybody. Make sure you're back on Monday. It's going to be an epic show with Jason and Amy and Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. Here's Ron. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless, and be kind to each other.
also thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and still is part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Thank you all for being part of it. Again, God bless. Take care. Happy weekend. And be kind to each other. That's a wrap. Good night, everyone.